Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Does what you learn in history class accurately reflect the events being studied? Richard Lockman, professor and political sociologist at the University at Albany, discusses the evolution of textbooks' treatment of war.
Wars are central to the history of this country as presented in high school textbooks. For a long time, textbook authors saw their task as inculcating patriotism as much as presenting historical facts. My collaborator Lacey Mitchell and I read high school textbooks published from 1970 to the present to see what sorts of words and pictures they used to describe World War II and the Vietnam War. We found a significant change over those decades. In the 1970s, both wars were presented as heroic, and little attention was given to American casualties. Wars were discussed in terms of strategy and the outcomes of battles, while the experiences of individual soldiers were largely ignored. Textbook presentations of both wars were transformed in the following decades. There are increasing mentions of death, photos of dead and injured soldiers, and discussions and exercises that focus on the human costs of war. This is especially so for the textbook's Vietnam coverage. The photos of American soldiers in Vietnam have become increasingly graphic. Soldiers are quoted directly for both wars, and their words convey their own suffering and trauma. Vietnam also stands out from World War II in that coverage of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and of veterans' issues became a key theme after the opening of the memorial in 1982. However, U.S. textbooks still have almost nothing to say about the suffering and deaths of non-Americans. It's possible to read 21st century high school textbooks think that only Americans die in wars. Our research of textbooks' changing presentation of both wars suggests that the Vietnam War soured Americans on all wars, not just Vietnam, and that the anti-war movement, even though it still gets little attention in textbooks, made uncritical patriotism less acceptable in textbooks. In the future, it'll be interesting to study how textbooks will treat American military involvement in our contemporary conflicts.
That was Richard Lockman of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Say the Joker to the thief.